This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House impeachment inquiry calling two more Trump administration officials to testify today. There's doubt, though, whether they'll be showing up. Four other witnesses failed to appear yesterday. All the hype over Popeye's new chicken sandwiches turning deadly in Maryland. Reports are a fight broke out in line at a Popeye's location just outside Washington, D.C.
That argument spilled out into the street, and one male stabbed the other.
That Prince George's County Police spokeswoman says the man who was stabbed died in a hospital a short time later, and the man who did the stabbing remains on the run. Governor's races in Kentucky and Mississippi highlighting elections in some states today. Republicans hold thin majorities in both of those state legislatures, the election seen as a possible bellwether for next year's national elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Dayton, Ohio police detective in critical condition shot hours ago while on duty. Police say he was part of a DEA task force that was serving a drug-related warrant last night when he was shot. At least 9 American citizens, 6 of them children, 3 of them women, have been shot and killed in Mexico by drug cartel gunmen. This man, Willie Jessup, told NBC News he's related to the victims.
There were several families traveling to another community and not very far out of Lamora. Then their family come under attack, and there was a number of vehicles, 3 of them in particular, that were shot, and one of them was set fire.
Early reports indicated the shooting may be a case of mistaken identity. The dead were part of a caravan of members of a Mormon settlement called Lamora, about 70 miles south of Douglas, Arizona. The Trump administration considering privatizing national park campgrounds, saying it would bring in services like Wi-Fi and food trucks. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The site of the next Democratic presidential debate has been confirmed, as the November 20th event will be held at the Tyler Perry Studio in Atlanta. The studio formally opened last month. It was built on more than 300 acres at Fort McPherson. President Trump holding a campaign rally in Kentucky last evening, where he paints a picture of a Democratic nightmare as opposed to a Republican dream.
Democrats are now the party of high taxes, high crime, open borders, late-term abortion, and blatant corruption. The Republican Party is the party of the American worker, the American family, the American dream.
The victims of the Oklahoma City bombing being remembered as the Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum will honor one victim each day until April 19, 2020, which will be the 25th anniversary of the bombing. The memorial and museum will hold different events and programs between now and next April. The bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building on April 19, 1995 claimed 168 lives, and at the time it was the deadliest terrorist attack ever on U.S. soil. And in Vancouver, Canada, they're running out of room at cemeteries, so they've passed a new law that would allow up to three people to share the same grave starting next year. They don't have to be related, but they do have to opt in to the plan. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Michael Rubin joins us now. Michael, a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. Michael, how are we doing?
Pretty good, Bill. How are you?
Well, I'm doing terrific. There's lots to talk about here. I thought it was interesting that you tweeted out here the other day that Syria could be Turkey's Vietnam. Break that down for our audience.
Well, basically, Turkey has been able to go into Syria with very little resistance, largely because the Kurds have withdrawn as per their agreements. Mm-hmm. That said, Turkey, as, if you will, the inheritor of the Ottoman Empire, tends to have much fonder remembrances of the Ottoman Empire than the Arab peoples or the non-Arab peoples that were subject to the Ottoman Empire. And so we've already seen, for example, in recent days, a car bombing going off in what's become the administrative center of the Turkish occupation, Tel Abyad, in which at least 13 people have been killed, many more injured. The fact of the matter is, just because Turkish forces are there and some of the Turkish proxies, doesn't mean that people are going to simply roll over and embrace them. In fact, the very presence of the Turks might give reason to any numbers of countries to engage in sort of a proxy death by a thousand cuts sort of
exactly.
campaign against Turkey.
So it's not like Turkey's coming in as the conquering heroes.
No, there certainly weren't any flowers or candy. In fact, when we just look at the popular reaction and what we're seeing on video, there's no other word than revulsion for what's happened when the Turks have entered.
Well, Michael, in all this, the thing that, at least from the West, that we can perceive is, boy, I'll tell you, alliances are based on trust. There's no trust here. I mean, there's not even, you have the sense that, we're even waning on any kind of cautious optimism.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, Bill, and it's our own fault that there's no trust. Not even a generation ago, it didn't matter who was in control, Democrats or Republicans. The people generally across the political spectrum understood that the word of the United States needed to mean something. Mm-hmm. The way, not just the fact that the United States reversed course on the Kurds, but the manner in which we did it, catching even the U.S. military by surprise, just raised a lot of eyebrows, not only in Washington, but across the region, all the more so because it's not clear the strategic benefit of doing what we did, given all the information that's come out about Turkey's complicity with the Islamic State.
Exactly. And then, of course, last week, you have the killing of al-Baghdadi. So we're retreating or going back, and it's not necessarily that Iraq is welcoming the U.S. military with open arms. They said, look, it's conditional and a short-term visit, basically.
Well, absolutely. Let's remember that the killing of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was based on about 6 months worth of Kurdish intelligence developed and provided to the United States. This just shows you the sort of blindness with which we're going to be operating now, that we have purposely turned our backs on the Kurds. When it comes to Iraq, look, the interesting thing in Iraq right now is how the Iraqis are turning on the Iranians, simply sick and tired of Iranian efforts to dominate their society. Today marks the 40th anniversary of the seizure of the American embassy in Iran, and to mark this anniversary, the Iraqis seized the Iranian consulate in Karbala.
Right. Now, you also had said that Tehran has lost complete control of Baghdad.
Tehran, certainly this is what seems to be the case. The Iranians are in a panic. Look, the Americans always psychologically underestimate the importance of occupation. The Iranians traditionally underestimate the importance of nationalism, of Iraqi nationalism and nationalism in other societies they try to dominate. This is why people are chanting anti-Iranian slogans, tearing down Iranian flags, and the very panic that we see among the Iranians and the Iranian-backed militias underscores just how serious Tehran takes this.
Michael, my gosh, I mean, this is chaos.
Well, this is chaos in some ways going towards in a good direction. The problem is we don't seem to have a strategy to channel that chaos in the right direction. Mm-hmm. The fact that people are rising up against autocracy and Chinese autocracy in Hong Kong or Iranian-style Islamism in Iraq should be a good thing. The question to a policymaker is, look, it's not all about us, but what are we going to do to sort of catalyze these movements
exactly.
to encourage them to continue?
Yeah, I mean, this is the deal. You see things moving, but then you're out of the region. So what, you're going to expect Erdogan and Russia and China to orchestrate?
Well, it's not just that. I mean, it's almost like we're trying the absolute worst thing. In the case of the Kurds, just circling back to the Kurds in Syria, here you had a moderate, generally pro-Western secular force. That mm-hmm. should be the type of force which we're building up in the region. That seems to be the type of force, not Kurdish necessarily, that many in Iraq want, and yet we're turning our backs.
Wow. So what do we do here? I mean, in light of trying to make sense of all this, Michael, and let's face it, the president he's got battles on every front with this impeachment movement, you know, the disdain that he's had to deal with for 3 years. I mean, this really requires some focus and concentration. How do you do this?
Well, you know, I'm not going to lay it all on the doorstep of President Trump. Mm-hmm. When we had President George W. Bush in office, we had Bush, and then we had Bush derangement syndrome. When we had Obama in office, we had Obama and Obama derangement syndrome. The same thing is true with Trump. I think what we actually need to do among progressives, among conservatives, and so forth, is to have a very quiet backroom conversation about just what our foreign policy should be, because I think we should all agree that it's not in the interest of the United States to have a foreign policy be a political football.
Exactly. Well, and that's what it is come into when you have, you know, these counter opposing viewpoints who at one time, I mean, it seemed like we were on the same team, but certainly in the world of Trump, it is like you have resistance and antagonism just to have resistance and antagonism. I mean, I thought it was united we stand. Is it not still?
Well, you're absolutely right. And in this case, I'll actually put some of the blame, not to undercut the spirit of what you're saying, Bill, on the progressives, because if I put on my historian cap and look back, for example, not just at Bill Clinton's administration, but going way back to Jimmy Carter's administration, if you look at the positions of Jimmy Carter when he was president, he would be downright conservative on foreign policy by the standards of today. What has slipped? That's what we need to talk about.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, there's, I guess that's where we're looking for, you know, the adult in the room to be able to stand out amongst this fray. And, like you, Michael, I'm a bit concerned. I mean, fortunately, we still have the strongest military on the planet, although it was reported the other day that, you know, some of our generals are saying, God forbid that we enter into any kind of military confrontation with China, that we're still not there yet.
You know, we used to have broad bipartisan consensus that the United States needed to be prepared to fight two wars in different theaters of operation. Mm-hmm. That was going to be our standard. That was the standard which Democrats embraced. That was the standard which Republicans embraced.
We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. More from Michael Rubin after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Michael Rubin is is with us, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael, you brought up something that, has been asked many occasions here recently, and that is, a threatening question about the very foundation of NATO, and that is, if Estonia was to be attacked, where is the United States?
Well, that's ultimately a great question, and I think this goes, honestly, to the lack of historical education that we now have in the United States, broadly speaking, from coast to coast. But we have some serious discussions just from a policy implication with regard to NATO. First of all, is it wrong when we look back on Afghanistan, for example, for NATO to operate outside of its traditional theater of operations? More broadly, when we look at the problem posed by Turkey, what should it mean to be a member of NATO? Is it just being able to bring troops to the table, or should there be any sort of ideological conformity? These are all questions which I don't see that need to be resolved, but I don't see any serious discussion on.
Well, there's also the question that Donald Trump keeps putting on the table, and that is, why should the United States protect countries like Ukraine when European countries, who are their neighbors, have more to lose? And where is their investment? Where's Germany's investment in all this? It just seems that America has been carrying an unfair amount of weight on these situations.
Well, Bill, I've heard even opponents of President Trump give the president credit on this, trying to force the Germans, the Brits, the French, and others to pony up their promised allocations to NATO has been a yeoman's task. And when we look back at more traditional presidents, be it Barack Obama, be it George W. Bush, be it Bill Clinton, President Trump has succeeded where they have not, simply because he has put the fear of God into NATO leaders, thinking that the United States isn't going to have their back unless they actually upheld their commitments. And, that's a positive thing if Europe starts to uphold its commitments.
Well, the other thing that he did is what business people do, and that is they call the question. They say, hey, didn't you make a commitment, 2%? What's happening here? I'm looking back over the books, and there's no 2%, Angela Merkel. Where's your 2%? And she still hasn't ponied up, but yet there's been a notable increase in monies to NATO because he's asked the leaders to pay up.
Well, when it comes to upholding their commitments and actually defending freedom and liberty, unfortunately, Germany is always going to be in the rear rather than at the forefront. We've seen this on any number of issues, from Russia to Iran to NATO more broadly. It's a problem with which we need to deal because Germany likes to talk a big game. They like to use the rhetoric of human rights and so forth. But when push comes to shove, they are cynical commercialism from top to bottom.
And then here they are. They're violating sanctions, working backdoor deals with Vladimir Putin, and also trading with Iran. What's up with this?
Well, I mean, asked and answered, Bill. The fact of the matter is that's exactly what they're doing. And if you go back in history to 1992, when the late German foreign minister, Klaus Kinkel, basically embraced the Iran portfolio, said we were going to have critical engagement, what you see is that even when the Iranians violated the terms of the German agreements way back when, the Germans would simply up their trading with Iran and became the Islamic Republic of Iran's chief trading partner. That's not going to change. Americans like to self-flagellate when it comes to, for example, the chemical weapons which Saddam Hussein used against the Kurds in 1988. A lot of American leftists will say, oh, America was trading with Saddam Hussein. You saw Rumsfeld's handshake with the Iraqi dictator. We're guilty for that. When you actually look at what happened, it wasn't us who were guilty for that. It was the Dutch and the German businessmen who were evading sanctions and giving Saddam Hussein those components. Germany hasn't learned the lesson. They're doing the same thing with the Islamic Republic of Iran.
So what do we do with Germany? I mean, they continue to do this, Michael. What do we do to get them to behave?
Well, I think we do have a recourse on the Global Magnitsky Act, in which Germans who are trading directly with the Islamic Republican Guard Corps, I think that we could take, at the very minimum, some visa sanctions against them and tell the heads of these German companies that they don't no longer have the right, for example, to go to the United States to come to Disneyland because they are directly in the hands of genocidal maniacs who may very well use them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, how else can we maximize pressure? And you wrote about this against Iran's leaders while helping its people.
Well, ultimately, I would argue we need to recognize, of course, the wedge, and create a wedge between the leadership of the Islamic Republic and the people. I fully support what President Trump and especially what Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have done mm-hmm. in saying, for example, that the children of Iran's morally repugnant elite shouldn't have the ability to come to the United States to study here, let alone in the case of people doing medical internships get paid for by the American taxpayers.
Right.
But ordinary Iranians, I think we need to take a second look at that travel ban, because the more Iranians we can have here, so long as we have the counterintelligence ability to monitor when we need to monitor, the more that we actually encourage this wedge between the Iranian public and the leadership.
Exactly. Well, how far down the line are we on that? Is that a realistic goal for us to attain, Michael?
Well, you know the saying that's often attributed to Winston Churchill, the Americans always do the right thing, Bill. Mm-hmm. They just try everything else first. I do think that there's growing awareness, at least in the State Department and with Mike Pompeo, that, you know, maximum pressure is good. That's
right.
What critics of Donald Trump get wrong. The maximum pressure is very good, but we also need to soften the blow against some ordinary people to encourage that wedge. That's what our strategy needs to be. Circling back, if you look at what's going on in Baghdad today with Iranian-backed militias firing the crowds in the street, if they're willing to do that to Iraqis, imagine what they'd be willing to do to Iranians when the protests reach Tehran. That's what we need to do. We need to basically come up with strategies to fracture the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps rather than simply bash the Iranian public along with the Revolutionary Guard Corps.
Well, you continue to write in the piece, you say, still, if any pressure campaign is to fully succeed, the Trump administration must remember what every president from Carter and Bush understood. The Iranian public and the Islamic Republic are not synonymous.
That's absolutely the case. And look, I don't want to fall into this trap that you often hear in rhetoric saying, oh, we have to have smart sanctions, we have to loosen pressure. Mm-hmm. No, the key thing is to have as much pressure as possible on the regime, but then to support, for example, with communications technologies, internet, that sort of issue, the regular Iranian people to help fracture them. A lot of people have this in their imagination, Bill, that somehow we can have muddle through reform in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
People talk about the Green Movement, Dialogue of Civilizations. So long as you got the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps there, they're going to fire in crowds in the street. There will be no muddle through reform.
Exactly. Are we looking at a potential Arab Spring point two?
Well, you know, that's the big Iranian fear. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, people always think regime change, we can't do that, look at Iraq. But the fact of the matter is, regime change is coming to Iran. It will have nothing to do with us, simply because Iran's revolutionary leadership is dying of old age, mm-hmm. and that's eventually going to hit Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader, as well. We got to be prepared for the Iranian transition, because God knows the Iranians are getting prepared for their own transition.
Well, that was my next question. Are we prepared? I mean, because we got surprised, it seemed, under the Obama administration with the first Arab Spring.
Well, you know, we got surprised with the first Arab Spring under the Obama administration. We got surprised under the George H.W. Bush administration with how quickly the Soviet Union fell and so forth. I mean, a lot of people forget the Chicken Kiev speech where George H.W. Bush encouraged Ukraine to stay in the Soviet orbit. The fact of the matter is the United States policy for more than a quarter century has been completely reactive rather than proactive. That's another reason why we need to have a serious national conversation, perhaps behind closed doors, in order to come up with a forward-looking strategy that both progressives and conservatives can sign on to.
Well, Michael, as always, thank you so much for the insight and bringing us up to date on these significant issues there. He's a resident scholar with the American Enterprise, former Pentagon official, Michael Rubin. Michael, how can I follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter at MRUBIN1971. I don't engage in Twitter conversations, Bill. I just put out what I write and media appearances like this one to have a much more serious conversation than you know how often people work on Twitter.
Exactly. Thanks again, Michael. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
This is sponsored by SK Life Science, Inc. More than 3 million people in the U.S. are affected by epilepsy, with 150,000 new cases reported each year. A new national survey called Seize the Truth About Epilepsy Perceptions revealed that 75% of patients agree that all they can do is accept their condition. Not only are patients affected physically, but the emotional, social, and financial consequences of epilepsy are equally as severe, with 58% of caregivers and 47% of patients having to take time off of work in the past year. The survey also revealed a wide range of challenges in the management of the disease, with a significant disconnect in conversations between healthcare professionals, caregivers, and patients. Danielle Becker, physician, Penn Medicine.
It is vital that patients and healthcare providers have an open and honest dialogue during office visits. The findings revealed that nearly half of patients surveyed admitted they don't share real-life goals with their doctors. Frank discussions are necessary in order to provide the patient with the best possible care.
For more information, visit www.webmd.com/epilepsy survey.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House impeachment inquiry calling two more Trump administration officials to testify today. There's doubt, though, whether they'll be showing up. Four other witnesses failed to appear yesterday. All the hype over Popeye's new chicken sandwiches turning deadly in Maryland. Reports are a fight broke out in line at a Popeye's location just outside Washington, D.C.
That argument spilled out into the street, and one male stabbed the other.
That Prince George's County police spokeswoman says the man who was stabbed died at a hospital a short time later, and the man who did the stabbing remains on the run. Governor's races in Kentucky and Mississippi highlighting elections in some states today. Republicans hold thin majorities in both of those state legislatures, the election seen as a possible bellwether for next year's national elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in specifics. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? I'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, November is Diabetes Awareness Month, and celebrity chef Sam Talbot is with us, and he's going to be talking about how to live more and worry less. Chef Sam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm amazing. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Well, you know, since your days as Top Chef, you've worn many hats. Celebrity chef, author, entrepreneur, and consultant, just to name a few. And one of your newest roles, however, is that of diabetes mentor. Sam has type 1 diabetes, and while he's gone public via his diabetes cookbook and collaborations with his friend Nick Jonas as part of their organization, Beyond Type 1, Sam is now spearheading a new campaign inspiring others with diabetes to live more and worry less. Sam, as busy as you are, how do you make this work?
I mean, you know, that's a good question. And the question and the answer is that's exactly how I make it more, by living more and worrying less. You know, the technology today, Bill, it's fantastic, right? I was diagnosed at age 12. I'm 41 now. And for me, as a guy, like you said, who wears many hats, I'm on the go. I'm constantly progressing, traveling wherever I can. It's the technology, even for me to be able to use the Medtronic Guardian Connect, that I can have up-to-date blood sugars as easy as looking at a recipe on my cell phone. Now I can also check my blood sugar, right? I mean, and that's just, it's a magical thing, man.
Well, you talk about the technology. I mean, you've been dealing with this since you're 12 years old. How many advances have come along in technology since you've been started, since you started dealing with it?
My gosh, I mean, again, now at age 41, the technology has grown and grown and grown and grown. And if I can only imagine 10 years ago where you said, like, being on a show like Top Chef or shooting reality TV, with being able to have that up-to-date blood sugar information that the Medtronic Guardian Connect allows me to have, mm-hmm. it would have been, my life would have been different. So for me, it's just, I'm so thrilled with where we're at today and so thrilled with where we're going. I mean, diabetics, what's the number one thing we do a lot? We worry a lot, and we don't want to do that. We want to live more, and Medtronic Guardian Connect allows us to do that. It's living more, worrying less. So,
well, Chef, here you are. I mean, the foodie that you are and everything, and the other thing that diabetics do is they approach food quite cautiously. So how do you approach food when it comes to managing your diabetes?
You know, for me, I live a life of trying to make food that people are passionate about, that they grew up with, that they can connect through for family or for traveling memories, and just try to bring that back home for them, but do it in a more modern way, using ingredients that are more healthful and more thoughtful on our body, but the ecosystem as well, right? You know, for example, one of my favorite snacks, packed with protein, it takes about 4 seconds to make. Take some toast, some gluten-free toast, whatever your favorite is, nice and crispy, a little bit of almond butter, and then here's the kicker, Bill. You put some chopped bacon on there with a little cayenne pepper, and it's life-changing, man. It's life-changing. But packed with protein, you have your carbs, and it's a great snack, you know. But I really approach food. I don't eat a lot of dairy. I don't use any white processed sugar. For me, it's about really finding those natural substitutes. Like, you know, we're going to cut out sugar. Great. We're going to use maple syrup. We're going to cut out dairy from our diet. No problem. We're going to use oat milk and hemp milk instead. So that's how I look at food.
Sam, a lot of this is common sense, isn't it? To a degree, I mean, the reason I say that is my mom, who lived to be 93, she would always say to me, she said, honey, I just eat what makes me feel good. If it doesn't make me feel, I take it off the menu.
Your mother is one of the smartest women I've ever come across, because that's exactly how it should be. Because guess what? If you think about it, if you eat a plate of cinnamon buns and cheesecake, yeah, it might be good, but come on. It's not going to make you feel good, right?
That's right.
You're not going to be able to, like, you're not going to push on until 93. My grandmother's 99, and she's telling you the same thing. She eats what makes her feel good. That's what I do, and that's what I like to talk about. You know, I don't want to preach to anybody what to eat, but I'd like to advise them on, hey, there's some really delicious things out there that, I don't know if it's common sense, because, you know, some people live in food deserts, some people don't have access to certain things, so it's about, we have to keep pushing the levels of education and awareness.
Exactly. How about some tips for our listeners with diabetes who can eat more of the foods they want to?
Yeah, you can do that. Again, you should definitely check out the website we have, which is Live More, Worry Less. It's chock full of knowledge. I've written two cookbooks, one called Sweet Life, Diabetes Without Boundaries, and another one called 100% Real, which is, just, again, packed with recipes that make sense for our bodies, that are accessible, easy to get ingredients. We also have Beyond Type 1, which is beyondtype1.org, which is packed with every type of community we have. We have how to travel. We have how to just how to live and how to really get educated and enthralled in the community.
Well, we're talking with Top Chef Sam Talbot, and we're going to take advantage of his knowledge and see if we can squeeze out another favorite easy go-to diabetes-friendly recipe. You got one up your sleeve you can share with us?
Definitely. One of my other favorite recipes, you know, I love a good crispy, refreshing vegetable, right? So I have a recipe. It's a daikon, a cucumber. You know, you're not going to get in trouble for cutting it a certain way, so you don't have to, like, worry that cooking can be such a daunting task. So you can chop up the daikon, you chop up the cucumber, toss it with some vinegar, some extra protein with that toasted hemp seed, a little fresh lemon zest, and you have this really refreshing, kind of new and improved vegetable crudité.
Sam, let's talk about the Medtronic partnership. I mean, this technology is such breakthrough. And how did you guys come together?
We came together just, you know, I, as a diabetic, just like I do with my cooking, I want to progress, right? I want to constantly be searching for, if it's food, I want to be searching for the best substitute to sugar. If it's, we're talking about milk, I want to find the best dairy alternative that can. If you're talking about my health and you're talking about my glucose levels, well, it's the same guy, and I have to be able to find the best that I can. So I've tried every every, you know, product in between. And Medtronic, for me, the Guardian Connect, the sensors changed my life. You know, I can be on my motorcycle looking at my blood sugar without endangering anyone. I can be cooking in a kitchen and being able to check my blood sugar without skipping a beat. And it's not by checking my glucose. I can check my glucose levels, and it's so easy to do that by just looking at your cell phone, because, right, our family is reaching us through our cell phone, our work is emailing. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So to be able to have that up-to-date technology, there was no, it wasn't a question of which GCM I was going with.
Wow. So exactly how does that work?
So, yeah, sure. So it works. There's a, you know, there's a pod that I attach to the back of my arm or my abdomen, and it stays on my body for about 5 to 7 days. And what that does is that glucose, that information goes directly to my cell phone. And between the Medtronic Guardian Connect and my Sugar IQ, I'm able to get up-to-date glucose levels all day long. It can predict highs, it can predict lows, it can do basically what I've needed in my life for a long time, which is to have that extra support system of being in charge of my glucose levels.
How did that change your life? I gotta imagine. I mean, this is like the difference of night and day here.
When you're living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, you don't get breaks, right? It's like being a parent. Your children are always there. They need love. They need attention. They need you. And living with type 1 diabetes, it needs attention. It's not, you know, it's a part of our DNA, and it's here. Mm-hmm. So for me, having to do, normally when you're checking your glucose levels, you have to pull over your car, or you have to do, you know, if you're stopping in the grocery store, if I'm making a recipe, I'm stopping the cooking. If I'm even in conversation, I have to pull out all of these extra tools. Now it's a couple collaboration. I'm collaborating with my, calibrating my glucose level into my Medtronic Guardian Connect, and then it's just there for me all day long. So with two calibrations, I have up-to-date glucose levels.
That's awesome.
And it changed my life. From, you can, again, 2 weeks ago I was on a motorcycle in Montana on the off-road, and I just simply looked at my Medtronic app, and boom, there's my blood sugar. And then 2 seconds later, I look at my Sugar IQ app, and it's just saying, hey, Sam, we don't see a low coming, we don't see a high coming, you're smooth sailing. That, for me, is what worrying less and living more is about.
Well, Sam says living with type 1 diabetes means you need to always be thinking ahead. Sam, where can the people go for more information?
For more information, I'd love you guys to check out our website at livemoreworryless.com.
Celebrity chef Sam Talbot, author and entrepreneur, author of The Sweet Life, Diabetes Without Boundaries, and executive chef partner of Morty's Oyster Stand in New York. Sam, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bill. It was awesome talking to you, buddy.
Take care.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans, save it, do something fun. Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
I would say, you know, consider the options. I mean, look, it's all about freedom. I mean, this is, you know, first of all, in a spiritual context, this is why Jesus came, so that we'd be free. Our founding fathers understood this because fundamentally they were men of faith. And they understood that the highest calling this side of heaven that we could aim for would be freedom, because a lot of positive things happen when you're free. Yes, you could say when you're being oppressed, there's been some incredible heroic things to occur. But by and large, you have a broader breadth of options and potential in a free environment. Hey, let's bring Samantha Mao along with us. She is the good news girl, and we're going to be doing our weekly viral report here in just about 2 seconds. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I saw the president's rally last night in some of my old stopping grounds there off of Nicholasville Road in Lexington, Kentucky. I used to have offices right across the street there from Rupp Arena. And it was fantastic to see the response in light of you know what we heard so much that was antithetical or at least wrong-footed and wrong-minded, you might even say, or fake regarding the polling of President Trump for the 2016 election. You know, there was no way he was supposed to win, and then oh my goodness, you know what happened here. You know, because all these polls were telling us that Hillary was in. I mean, it was a given, you know, 1,000,000 to 1. And so, again, the polls are being worked, and then we find out, even Fox News, sadly, that they caught in. And of course, it was kind of interesting because one of the anchors made the statement that things were increasing as far as impeachment was concerned, Sam, that was on an increase. And well, it wasn't on an increase, actually on a decrease, because it was 50, now down to 49. And again, these numbers, I believe they're juiced
in terms of what's going on, because everywhere, you know, across the country, when I'm traveling and I talk to people, they're getting more and more fed up with this, you know, this whole deal of impeaching the president, because they know that there's no way they can win. There is no way they're going to be able to impeach the president. I mean, they're on such a fishing expedition here at the expense of all the people, and the crisis that it's causing and the attitudes that it's inflaming. You know, there's no end to this because, well, there is an end. I mean, if they get to the Senate, they know darn well that they don't have enough senators. I think they need 20 Republicans, at least 20, to go along with them if, in fact, they're going to convict the president. So that's not going to happen on the face. And then to make things worse is this process is all spurious and suspicious. So anyway, other than that, you know, how's your weekend been, Sam?
You know, I actually was thinking about that, and I always wonder how they ask those questions, you know, when they're giving these reports like, oh, people are supporting impeachment more. It's like, how did you ask those questions? Were you saying it, like, in a way that kind of biased the whole thing? Because, you know, if you ever, like, learned anything about statistics, you can kind of sit there and ask the question in a very purposeful way and then report it in just such a way that makes it sound worse than it really is.
And you're exactly right. See, this is why we have to be fair-minded about it and not, you know, escape our critical thinking, you know, lessons that we've learned as little kids. You know, it's okay to ask a question, and it's really needful to engage some critical thinking and common sense, because it would seem the powers to be here are all under the guise of what Jonathan Gruber referred to us as America being too stupid to figure this out. But I think they're rather surprised. America's figuring it out. They figured it out in 2016. This is why they elected Donald Trump into office. And what they've yet to realize is just how corrupt. You know, they're worried about what Joe Biden and Hunter Biden did and, you know, how to cover all that stuff up and everything. It's worse than that. It's much worse. The smash and grab that took place during the Obama administration that Peter Schweitzer wrote about. There's so much more in that book, Secret Empires, and all they're focusing on right now is just one of the chapters. And when you go through the book and you start looking, you go, my goodness, you know. And if anything is bipartisan on the Beltway, it is corruption. I mean, the stuff that is being done and how we're getting taken advantage of is just ridiculous. But anyway. I want to talk about some good news here, and you've got a woman's text. I mean, a woman who texts her dead dad's phone, I guess, for years, and then she gets an emotional response from a grieving stranger. Lay this out for us, because from the headline, what I can gather is that maybe out of own comfort, she just texts her dad's phone. You know, is that what she was doing?
That's right. So Chastity Patterson, she's an Arkansas woman. She's 23 years old, and she lost – this guy was actually not her biological father, but she said he was as close he could have been. In every way, she said blood could not have made him any closer to being her father, and he was just this huge role model for her and somebody she was obviously very close to. And his loss, she said, very, very hard. So when she lost him 4 years ago when he passed away, she started texting him every night, you know, texting his phone number, and she just found comfort in it, and she would give him updates about different struggles she'd gone through and her dealing with cancer and just different things, and she never got a response until recently. It was the anniversary of her father's death, and a man named Brad had been the one receiving her texts all along. Well, Brad had lost his own daughter in a tragic car accident in 2014, and he'd been getting Chastity's messages all these years. And he sent the most kind, thoughtful message back. He was just, you know, explaining that, you know, he didn't want to say anything sooner because he didn't want to break her heart or kind of ruin the image of it being her father. But he said that, you know, it was just, it's one of the most, it's kind of a difficult story to get through without choking up.
Right. Can you imagine how many, both of them were blessed in this process, right? He is a grieving father, and she is a grieving child for a father. And, wow, this is like, it's nothing short of a miracle, Sam.
That's right. And he said he just felt like God brought her into his life, and he said how proud he was of her and how much he loved getting these updates every night. And he said, you know, it was just something he had looked forward to, but he felt like, you know, this time it was just time that he reached out and told her how much she meant to him, and that he had wished that his own daughter had been able to grow into the kind of woman she was, and wow. You know how much good it did his heart to be receiving these messages when his daughter wasn't there. And can you imagine?
This is just way. We're talking about freedom, you know, and right. when you live in liberty and freedom, you get to experience things like this. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, they are available. I think a little bit easier in environments where, you know, you're being so oppressed. You know, there is light that comes through even in the darkest emotional periods of our lives. Now, does he live nearby her, Sam?
I have not found out whether he lives nearby her, but I know one thing. I hope that Chastity and Brad will keep in touch and keep that bond going.
Exactly. Well, this next story, which is interesting, you've got a couple who met on a Halloween in college, get engaged on Halloween, and their first child. When do you think it happens? When does the first child come into the world?
I mean, it had to be on Halloween.
It had to be. Exactly.
It was one of those things. So Jessica Kissinger and Timothy Simon, like you said, they met on Halloween night. And, you know, they talk about what they were dressed as on the first Halloween. He was part of the Blue Man Group, and she was a flamingo or something like that.
A flamingo, the Blue Man. Well, at least he wasn't Gumby or something, you know, so it's okay.
That's right. So then he proposes to her dressed as a lizard, and so now you cut to a few years later, and she's pregnant, and she's due on November 16th, and she said she kind of kept having it in the back of her mind. Like, I kind of hope this baby comes on October 31st. Well, as soon as the clock strikes midnight on October 31st, her water broke.
Oh,
and
my
by
God.
The time, by, before
Happy
8 o'clock
Halloween.
That morning, that's right, her little girl had been born, and they already know that her first Halloween costume is going to be a flamingo, and they're going to have
course.
Full theme parties for her.
Oh, is that awesome? Hey, I love that. I mean, this is uncanny to say the least. This next story is a real sweet story about a small boy. Was this at a house he was trick or treating, and there was an empty bowl there, and he decided rather than take to give, huh?
That's right. So, and there's actually a couple of stories like this, but, a little boy, you know, you come up, and a lot of times when you leave candy bowls outside for Halloween, you kind of expect the worst. So you leave the candy bowl out, and you're like, oh, man, somebody's going to come by and take all the candy. And you kind of leave it out there hoping for the best but not knowing what to expect. Well, you know, this person decided they're going to put a webcam on it, which is a great idea. You know, we have those doorbell cameras now.
Right.
We put this out there. And you see a little boy come up. And this has been shared by Chrissy Teigen and all kinds of other different celebrities. And this is how you started noticing it. This lady, Leslie Hodges, shared what she called her nest cam video of a child who found her empty bowl. And instead of being upset or anything like that, he kind of turns around and looked at his guardian, and he's like, you know, I'm going to put some. He takes his own candy out of his bag, and he puts it back in to make sure other kids are going to be finding it in his bowl. And, you know, that's just the opposite of what you expect, and it just kind of melts your heart. He looks like he's about 9 years old, and it's just the sweetest thing. And,
it does give you hope for the next generation, no doubt. About 30 seconds left, real quick. Mom shares son's heartbreaking question on Twitter. Response has been amazing. What was the question?
That's right. So, this mom, Carrie and Robert Bloch's son, David, had, you know, he has autism. Mm-hmm. And last week he had asked, you know, will anybody like me? And she went on Twitter and she posted about this. Well, she got responses from around the world and has read every single one, with people saying that they would like him and want to be his friend. And she was saying what a big difference this has made to him. And I love.
Hey, sometimes we don't have because we don't ask, right, Sam? Hey, we got to leave it there. There's more to check out. Go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner. It's all right there. Thank you.
makes sense.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.